Folks, you know I had nothing but the heavy hitters of No Picks or Dark podcasts. When I found out about this one school, I said, I got to check it out, see what it's all about. You know, you hear about schools, and you're like, all right, well, they're great. You got to be a guy, come check it out. I'm like, all right, well, I'll get down to it. And so I spoke to the person who was in charge, and he was like, gave me a sales pitch. I'm like, I got to check this school out. Now, I don't know if anybody has heard of Crystal Ray in Baltimore. Crystal Ray Jesuit High School in Baltimore. It's a great school, and they have a great leader. Next voice you hear will be the leader of the school who's making things happen for the youth of tomorrow.
We made a pledge to do what's best for the health of our communities, and we continue to deliver on it every day for every one of our members. With access to a network of over 1 million providers, rewards for living healthy, and more care options than ever, we are CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield, and we are changing healthcare for all that we serve. At CareFirst, it's not just our name, it's our promise.
Welcome to the No Picks of Dark podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Dante. Folks, I told you, I got celebrities with me. I'm lucky to be in this place doing a great show. And I'm so excited that Mr. Walter, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you very much.
This has been a long time coming.
It has been. It has been.
All right. We're going to tell people what you do here and give us a little background.
Right. Sure. So I'm the president here at this Catholic Jesuit high school.
Say that one more time. Say that one more time.
I am the president, new president as of January 2024. Thank you.
Thank you.
It has been a long time coming. So from second grade teacher, basketball coach, football coach, to president of a Catholic Jesuit school here in Baltimore.
I love that. And you've been here, how many years have you been here for?
Yeah, this is my eighth year here in Baltimore at this school.
Because you're not from here.
I'm not.
Because we talked about that.
Yes, that's right.
Give us a little bit of your back. We'll talk about the school, but let's talk about you.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for that opportunity.
Let's talk about you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm born in Chicago. Now, there's an asterisk because my mother was in the military.
Okay.
So, you know, once you say military, my mom was in the Army, so I've traveled around a bit. So from Chicago to Norfolk, Virginia. From Norfolk, Virginia to a place called Killeen, Texas, Central Texas, from Central Texas to Cleveland, Ohio, from Ohio to Pennsylvania, from Pennsylvania to the wonderful state of Maryland.
Okay. And it's funny because you and I had that in common. I moved a lot and we talked about it. I was born in Baltimore, moved to Ohio, Youngstown, Ohio, moved to Dallas, Texas.
Yep.
So Killeen, Dallas, not too far from each other.
That's right.
And then I moved to Syracuse, New York, and after I got out of college, I moved to New Jersey.
Right.
And then came back to Maryland.
Right.
So we had that in common.
Yeah.
And you said back in the day you used to be a hooper.
Back in the day.
That's what you were telling me.
I
was ready to get the hoop ball right now, see if you still got it.
No, knees and back say no, but the heart says yes. But no more hoops. I love to go down and watch the game. I love to tell those incredible stories about how fast I used to be, how high I used to jump. And, you know, played with some amazing people. But, you know, basketball owes me nothing. Basketball was tremendous. It was part of my formation in terms of my love of working as a coach with teams, similar goals. But now I'm back where I truly love to be. And that's with kids and with people that are mission centered and want to make a difference in the life of kids.
Were there ever any educators in your family? I know you traveled around, but were there any other educators that you saw from a distance or educator that had a major impact on your life to make you say, I want to be educated going forward?
Yeah, great question. So yes, absolutely. Sixth grade, I had a teacher, a science teacher by the name of Mr. Gray in Killeen, Texas. Mr. Gray was to me about 8 feet tall, had an afro, wore the tie and a short sleeve shirt. One day in a boys and girls club, we played ping pong. And over the game of ping pong, he really broke down my life. He told me about the importance of good choices. He told me the importance of being a stand-up person. And he told me about the importance of having an impact. And I was a troublemaker in school. And so that conversation for me was life-changing.
Okay. So that life-changing conversation, it turned the wheel, turned everything around for you.
Yes.
Because I remember when I was in high school, and I wasn't a bad kid at all. I mean, we're kids. But I remember at the school, we had Mr. Mengram. He played football at Syracuse University. He was an ex-football player. Mm-hmm. And he was like, he used to teach, taught at public schools, and now he's at a there are private schools. Now, he was saying that he was telling us about you need to learn about the judicial system. And we're like, what do you know, Mr. Mangrum? He took us. It's kind of like a scare straight program. So remember, I went to a private school. I was only a few. Was only two black kids in the class. Okay.
Right.
And we went to a federal penitentiary.
Wow.
And we went with other kids from other different schools. And I remember learning the judicial system that way.
Wow.
And the impact still sticks to me because you're like, well, it doesn't really work for us.
Wow.
And so it's interesting you tell that story about how somebody who impacts you is always my teacher.
Right. Now, not that straightforward, because that's one way to learn it, right? Real experience, a connection. But for Mr. Gray, it was like I had just, military kid, so I traveled around a lot. I was in like this totally different environment. And so what Mr. Gray talked about is what it meant to be an athlete, but in a scholarly environment. And so I was just acting out because I didn't feel like I really belonged. And so what he did for me was to tell me, look, you have everyone's attention. Your grades are good. Use that. And so he started talking to me about, scholarships. I was hearing that from my mom, but I really wasn't believing it just yet. So it really took him to co-sign something that my mother was already telling me. I had the tools, but he recognized it in a way that really stood me up.
I like that. So, where'd you go to school for education? Where'd you go to get education, get background for that?
Sure. Edinburgh University, Division II. It's a teacher's college in Western Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So right outside of, between Cleveland and Pittsburgh. So I went there. And then graduate school, I went to Bowie State University.
Okay, your Bowie Bulldogs, they were just down here for the CIAA tournament.
That's right.
That CIAA is hanging out.
That's right.
Dr. Bro, who's the head chancellor. Yeah, yes.
Yes.
So that's really cool. And then you wanted to stay in Maryland, huh?
Yes.
What made you fall in love with Maryland?
The people.
Okay.
Definitely the people. I was living here. The uprising took place. My 3-year-old at the time was like, Dad, when are you ever going to be home before the sun goes down? And at the time, I had just opened this incredible, a brand new state-of-the-art school in Prince George's County. Just opened the school. It was my dream job. But when my daughter told me about the importance of being present, I knew I had to find another job. So I'm looking around Baltimore about, where can I work and have an impact? The president at the time, Dr. Bill Heiser, told me to just come visit the school. I came to visit the school. I had been to Patterson Park. I never even noticed this school here. Walked into the door. There was a sophomore conversations taking place. And in Catholic Jesuit schools, sophomore conversations are the sophomore's opportunity to reflect on their ninth grade experience and their relationship with God. It was so moving to hear students talk about God so freely, so innocently. And then number two, to hear kids talk about going to this work. I just thought it was just uncommon for students to, one, have a relationship with God. Students who look like me to just talk openly about their relationship with God. Number two, to hear kids talk about during their school day going to work, unheard of. And then the last thing, the way the students talked about belonging to Crystal Ray. I fell in love with the students and I thought, this is a school I want to be in. I want to end my career here at Crystal Ray.
Okay. And now here we are.
And I was principal at the time.
Did you think you ever would be the president? Did you aspire one?
I never had my eyes on being a president. My focus was on being the best principal that I could possibly be.
Folks, we'll be right back. This message is going to talk a little bit more in depth about Crystal Ray, talking about the mission, talking about what they have going on, why this place is so important and so special. We'll be right back. I got these messages.
When you give to United Way, your gift could be the first spark of something bigger. It can help someone find, interview for, and get hired for a job and provide follow-up services for success. It can break down educational barriers and give that extra help to a struggling student with in-school support programs. Give today. Spark something bigger.
Are you or someone you love in need of mental health support? For All Seasons is now offering same-day therapy appointments with no wait list. Through the For All Seasons Open Access Program, you can walk in for mental health services and begin therapy in the same visit. For All Seasons accepts all insurances and provides financial assistance if you need it. For therapy, psychiatry, or victim support, we have appointments available today. Call For All Seasons, 410-822-1018.
And folks, we are back. We're on location at Crystal Way Jesuit High School with the president. Here at the president, Mr. Walter Reeve. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I got to say it. When I say a black president, I'm always, okay, I don't care if you're Obama or you're the president of the school. I got to say it. You see the smile on my face when I say that.
Thank you.
It's pride. It's being happy and being pride. So let's get right into it. So what perspective do students in Baltimore City have? Like, what challenges do you see they face all the time?
Yeah, I think being in Baltimore, trying to get into a good school, what students feel are good schools. So what you and I may identify as a good school may not be what students identify as a good school. Mm-hmm. So one, a place that students feel safe. Number two, a school with a positive reputation. In a place that they feel like they belong. And then the most critical is a place that prepares them for the future world. Mm-hmm. You know, that's very important to young people. And somewhere along the line, they wanna have fun. They wanna enjoy the social experience of being in a high school.
And congratulations, I just read, make sure, correct me if I'm wrong, 100% of your students got into college?
100% of our class of 2024 accepted into
four-year colleges.
Yes. Now, we've been here. It's a tradition. Every year, students are accepted into college. So I didn't want to be the president where students, we had one or two that did not.
I get
no,
you.
But we've upped the ante. It's been four-year college.
I saw that, and I just wanted to give you kudos on that.
Thank you.
So what sets your school apart from other Baltimore schools? Because you know how in Baltimore, first question, where'd you go to high school?
Right, that's right.
You know, and then there's always, if you go to the city schools, I want to go to the city, I want to go to Poly, or you get this, what sets you guys apart?
Yeah, that's a great question. So students from over 50 middle schools come to Crystal Ray. Number one, our school has a Catholic Jesuit identity. So it has a spiritual component. So that sets us apart from most Baltimore City schools. Mm-hmm. The second thing is that our students get a chance to engage in a signature corporate internship program. Mm-hmm. Now, what that means is that every student, in addition to their school day, will have an opportunity to go somewhere and work. Mm. So they get 4 days of academics and then a day at a real job. Mm. So that in itself, now, you know, every student talks about having teachers that engage them, but the other component of our school is we have teachers that really care, that build incredible relationships with students and wanna see students succeed beyond their classrooms.
So where is the impact of the corporate, you talk about internships, what's the impact for these kids today and working there in college? How have you seen that track where they started here and they worked their way all the way through?
Yeah, it works two different ways.
Okay.
So for one, you have students that want to be lawyers, right?
Okay.
They go work in a law firm and then they say, you know what? I can check that off. That is something I do not want to do.
Gosh.
And that happens a lot. Mm-hmm. And then number two, you have students who work at a Mercy Hospital and say, you know what, this is where I see myself. I need to be a little bit more serious in my science classes because I want a career in the health industry. Mm-hmm. And so we see that happen a lot. In fact, we have a graduate student at Yale.
Wow.
Who started out at Loyola, but during her corporate internship program, she started out with the law firm, ended up at a hospital, and now wants to be an RN doing a pediatric nurse. So and it's amazing how the web of experiences, the impact on students, and then where they end up postgraduate.
I love hearing that. And like, what are some like your alumni? What are some of the success stories alumni have been a part of?
Yeah, it's amazing. We have a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of students who want to be podcast hosts. we have students that are doing social justice work, and that's a component of our school who want to, you know, students who want to give back to Baltimore. We are now starting to see students who want to be educators. We're starting to put out some teachers. I would love to believe that that's because of the not just the impact that our teachers are having, but they have young siblings or cousins, but they want to work with kids. And then we have students, investment bankers. We have real estate students who are working in real estate. So just all doing amazing things. But the beauty to me is when they come back to Baltimore, they come back to their high school, they share their experiences with students who are at Crystal Ray Jesuit.
All right, so we're gonna talk a little bit. So this episode is gonna come out on a big week for you guys. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what's going on on April 5th.
Yeah, so Stand Up for Students. So This is a wonderful opportunity for our philanthropic community to come together. They get a chance to hear from students directly. So you've heard of Stoop Stories.
Right.
So students go up and talk about their journey. Number one, they talk about how at first, you know, Crystal Ray wasn't their top choice. But somewhere along the way, it became their choice. And it's a school that they're so proud of. They leave with these incredible experiences that become part of a resume of opportunities that some people read and say, wait a second, you're 18. How did you have so many jobs? And then they find out that it was a component of the school. So they get to hear real stories from real people. And what I like to say is that people find out how their investment in a student or a team of students translates to a better Baltimore. And to me, that's what it's about.
I love hearing that. And I'm excited to attend there. And I've never been. So I'll be bringing my team so we can really take it all in. And hopefully we can get some video behind the scenes, and let's just get some fun with it behind the scenes.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I'm a student, if I'm a parent watching this right now, why is Crystal Ray my top choice today?
Yeah, so first let me say this. When you say top choice, that's my vision as a new president. I want Crystal Ray to be a first option school. I want it to be the premier private Catholic school in Baltimore. Yeah. And so to me, what that means is, one, students are going to be safe. Two, students are going to be challenged. And three, you're going to see amazing outcomes. One of our academic thresholds is that students will earn a 3.0 or higher. Mm. And I'm happy to say that right now, over 75% of our students have a 3.0 or higher. So that tells me that they're challenged. Mm. They're going to work hard. Students are going to get a rigorous academic curriculum that's going to allow them to be accepted into at least 4 4-year colleges. Mm. So that's what students can expect over 4 years. And then again, the last thing is that amazing signature corporate internship where students will have a chance to engage in a quality work experience. Now, a lot of people say, you know, well, students will be working and things like that, but it's all part of the network. So what you get is a job experience, but you get an adult that cares about their child. So there are more positive touches from adults who care, which creates these amazing outcomes. And then lastly, which is critical to our mission, is that students start to form a relationship with God. Mm. They understand that there's a higher power, regardless of how they may choose to worship, but there's a higher calling that we have to answer to, and that we're so special that God put this purpose in our hearts, and that through these many experiences, we start to discover who God really calls us to be. And to me, this experience for our students is amazing. It's transformational.
How large are the classes? People might wonder how large the classes are.
Yeah, classes. So we accept about 105 freshmen. So that translates to a ratio of 1 to 22 in a class. Okay. That's pretty small. Okay. And that's why teachers are able to form relationships with students.
Okay.
Teachers are able to intimately know their students. They know their needs. Mm. They know their strengths. And then they have relationships that they can encourage them, which everyone needs.
I love hearing that. What do you want people to walk away from this interview when they watch this? Yeah. What one thing do you want them to come and say, wow, like this, he really...
Yeah, come and visit 420 South Chester Street, a little small school in Canton that is having a tremendous impact in Baltimore. And what parents will walk away knowing is that we're inviting them to be partners. We're not a perfect school. But we call ourselves a beacon of light in the city of Baltimore. I mean, you turn on the news, you hear some things that are not so great about Baltimore. And we want to be part of the story that is great. Young people doing amazing things adults and a business community that cares about Baltimore. And what parents will see is that there are some wonderful things happening in Baltimore that's just not getting the attention and care that it deserves. So Crystal Ray wants to lead that. Crystal Ray wants to be that network, that village that parents can count on that's going to create this transformational experience for students.
Oh, you heard it here first, but we're not letting you off, that easy. Not going to let you off because I got a speed round for you. Your students are going to learn a little bit more about you now. All right. We jumped in your car right now. We turn the radio on or whatever. What's the first song that's probably going to come on?
So I'm listening to...
Or podcast. Go ahead.
Definitely No Picks at the Dark. Let me tell you, I did my homework and it's amazing. It's profound. But second to that is probably Kirk Franklin's Praise.
Okay.
Definitely music to get me up, to inspire me. Some nuggets that I'm looking to hear that I could share with students. And that's probably going to be what you'll hear in my car.
What motivates you every day?
Students, and next to that, faculty. When I have faculty and staff that are sacrificing, I have great teachers that could work anywhere they chose to, but they choose to be here in Baltimore. They choose to be in a school with a mission that is about a rigorous education and has a spiritual component. And to me, that's inspirational. Students that take three, four, five buses to get here, that inspires me. Students who come from a variety of different middle schools, I mean, they sacrifice their social capital to start fresh in a high school and build social relationships. To me, that's inspiring because I know what it means to be a young kid with friends being at their neighborhood school. So that's not anything that I take lightly.
And we travel a lot as you. So I don't even know my grade school friends. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you who they are because we moved so much. And then what's the biggest impact that's been made on your life besides the teacher at sixth grade? Was there another big impact in your life?
Me personally or since being here? Well, I would say me would be my mother. Growing up in a single family home, being the first one to go to college. Definitely my mother. I saw the sacrifices that she made. And while I said earlier, you know, that I was a knucklehead, I really wasn't. I was just angry, primarily seeing my mother have to sacrifice. So when I think about single family homes and the situation that it creates for students and how those students just need someone to champion them, someone who cares about them enough to say, hey, young man, or hey, young lady, is that the best you could do? Do you know God called you to do something greater? Someone who would take an interest in students because someone took an interest in me when I was going through some tough times.
And where can they find you guys? What's your website? They can look on the website.
Yes, our website, www.crystalraybalt.org. If they want to give, /giving. If you are interested in the Crystal Ray partnership, it's the same website, www.crystalraybalt.org/corporate-internship-program.
Repeat that one more time for everybody.
Yes.
One more time.
www.crystalraybalt.org/corporate-internship-program.
Folks, support. They're doing great things. 100% of their students are going to college, four-year colleges this year and more other years. Why not? Thank you so much, Mr. President.
Thank you. Thank you for this experience.
All right. Love, peace, we're out, folks.